Matthew Stuckey here, and I want to make a quick video talking to you about the human sacrifice ritual that was part of the religion of Hinduism known as Sati. And this was a very common practice over in India and also reached to Nepal and a little bit in other areas as well. And in our modern day, people try to justify this practice and claim that the people that sacrificed themselves were willingly sacrificing themselves. And they also try to claim that it was not all that common, but that's actually not the case at all. And so what the Sati practice was in the Hindu scriptures, Shiva's wife, Sati, she ended up burning herself to death for the family. And she was in emotional trauma, so to speak, I guess. And she died and burned herself to death. And then you also see this practice by other people in the Hindu scriptures. But what it became to be known or done in India and other areas where Hinduism is largely practiced is that if a husband would die before his wife, then it was considered a sin or something that was terrible for the wife to be by herself. And she was expected to burn herself to death and offer herself for the sins and atonement for the family. And so just to give you some historical reference and context to this, this was first seen by Alexander the Great over in India. Now, Alexander the Great predates Jesus Christ by hundreds of years. And so this is going back quite a long time. And Alexander the Great is not just some random person who said, I saw Bigfoot or I saw the Loch Ness Monster. Alexander the Great's a pretty famous person. And so the men that were with him, that would have been considered a very reputable source. And so it was first seen hundreds of years before the time of Jesus Christ. And then later on in history, when the East India Company, which was a British company, was over in India, they saw this practice and they basically gave a pass to it because they were trying to establish business there and stuff like that. And so basically they saw the practice as well. But then William Carey in the early 19th century, which was a British missionary over there, he saw the practice, and over 431 times, I believe, in a radius of 30 miles. And of course, he's writing back about how atrocious this is and how terrible it is. He's actually largely the reason why it got removed. And so I want you to realize this was a very common practice, but as you know, the world has become more intertwined with social media and you know, people knowing what's going on in other parts of the world, people were obviously outraged by this. So this is a period of over 2,000 years where this practice was very common. In our modern day, I will admit that it's very uncommon for people to practice the Sati practice. And in the rare times it does, it is usually where women just are very much follow the Hindu scriptures, take it quite literally, and they do that because they want to be a good Hindu. But it's extremely rare. It's something you read about once every several years or something like that. But William Carey saw it 400 plus times in a radius of 30 miles. So that's pretty common. So it's not something that was just rare and just, you know, just from time to time in human history. This was over 2,000 years. And, you know, there's no telling the amount of women who were burned to death for the atonement for the family by following the Hindu scriptures, the Sati practice. So number one, you see the historical context to it, and there's no doubt that there's history behind it over thousands of years. Number two, it's very much linked to Hinduism. And so people try to claim it's not linked to Hinduism. They'll say, well, it was rare, and yes, it was practiced over in India, but it has nothing to do with the Hindu scriptures. And I want you to realize that I will agree that modern day Hinduism really has nothing to do with this practice. Because as I've said before in other videos, modern day Hinduism doesn't follow the Hindu scriptures at all. They don't follow the Vedas. I mean, it used to be in the Hindu scriptures they ate cow meat, and now they don't eat cow meat. And so the modern day religion that they're claiming is Hinduism is actually imposters. They're frauds. It's not the religion, the Vedic religion, but that's for the most part what the Vedic religion has morphed into. It's just like in other religions like Catholicism, where they used to say, well, there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church. And now the religion's just completely changed. And so religions, you know, usually evolve and change over time. And, you know, most religions don't really follow their scriptures too closely. And it's the same thing in Hinduism. So in our modern day, you know, the people that would claim they're Hindu, most of them would have nothing to do with this practice because they don't really follow their scriptures. But it is linked to the Hindu scriptures. And we see it's over in India. And I understand India and Hinduism are not the exact same thing. But India is a country that was 80% Hindu, and is around 80% Hindu today. And the other country in the world where this was largely practiced was the country of Nepal, which is 80% Hindu as well, actually slightly higher percentage of Hindus than the country of India. And so to say that there's no link to Hinduism, I find that kind of strange when the two countries in the world where this is largely being practiced are in the Hindu, are in Hindu countries. Another thing is this, it's named after, you know, Shiva's wife in the Hindu scriptures, Sati. So it's based off something. And they say, well, you know, that was something that they did, that's something that she did, but it's not something to take very literally. But yet in the Hindu scriptures, five of Krishna's wives burned themselves to death once they found that Krishna was dead. And other women in the Hindu scriptures as well burned themselves to death when they found out that their husbands were dead. So this was something that was definitely attached to Hinduism, and people that followed the Hindu scriptures literally and wanted to be good Hindu wives might have followed. But, you know, more so than not, they were probably forced to follow it by people that really followed Hinduism and ancient Hindu scriptures very literally in this old ancient Vedic religion. So number one, there's definitely a lot of history behind it, dating over 2,000 years is very common. Number two, it's definitely linked to the religion of Hinduism, human sacrifice. Now let me say, it's not only linked to Hinduism though, because in the Bible it talks about learn not the way of the heathen. And human sacrifice was a pagan, wicked thing that a lot of cultures do. And it's something that God's people should have nothing to do with. Obviously, God is not for us burning humans to death. And I'll talk about that more later on. That is something that the heathen did. And God warned, don't learn the way of the heathen. Don't do this wicked practice. And so, point number one, you know, there's definitely a history behind it. Point number two, it's very much linked to Hinduism. And point number three, what is the modern day equivalent of Sati? Because, you know, as I said, it's not really that common today, so why am I even talking about it? Well, one, it's linked to the Hindu religion, but thirdly, it's actually still around to some degree today. And so it's still considered a shame for a woman to outlive her husband. And so reports of 40 million women are living on the streets in India whose husbands died and they're widows, and they basically are living on the streets. They were kicked out of their homes. Oftentimes they had to shave their heads, and they have no family to provide for them because it's considered a shame for a woman to outlive her husband. And of course, people modern day are not really believing that or following that. But in terms of the actual old Vedic scriptures, they're trying to take it to some degree literally, and there's those traditions that are being passed down. And so I remember watching a documentary on this that talked about this, how all these women are kicked out and living on the streets. And to me, the number 40 million, which was from a reputable source, I find that kind of hard to believe myself. It's so much. It's like, you know, more than one out of 30 people in India are women that are living on the streets who were kicked out of their homes. I'd imagine that it's not always just women who were forced to live on the streets, but maybe other women who don't have family to take care of them and that they're in this situation. Obviously, it's a poor country. There are many women that were forced out of their homes because their families kicked them out and disowned them once the husbands died, and it's considered a shame and embarrassment. Even, you know, sons and daughters would kick out their moms from their homes after the husband would die, and it was considered a terrible thing. And unfortunately, what's happening is, since so many are living on the streets, well, a good thing is that there are shelters that are taking these women in and trying to help them out so that they're not just beggars on the street. But unfortunately, there are a lot of male perverts that are out there, and they go to these areas where there are these women that are gathered under a shelter, and oftentimes these women are raped, they're molested, they're harmed, and unfortunately, these women are forced to live almost like animals on the streets simply because they outlive their husbands. Obviously, the Bible teaches that you're supposed to take care of your family when they run into a situation where they're not able to take care of themselves, especially your parents who helped raise you. So it's atrocious, but this is being linked to this Hinduism and the Hindu scriptures that they claim to follow, even though modern day Hinduism doesn't really follow it, but there's still some of those traditions that are kind of left in modern day Hinduism. You know, what's interesting about this is that it's such a terrible practice, but burnt offerings do have a link to the Bible. And you say, what is that? Well, the Bible says that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. But it also says that after he died physically, his soul was actually in hell for 3 days and three nights. And it says his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh should see corruption. Because after 3 days, you know, he actually rose again from the dead. And his soul was in hell for those 3 days. And, you know, this is all throughout the Old Testament as well, as you see all of the burnt offerings, which are a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's interesting that, you know, all of these cultures and false religions, they have, you know, some semblance of the truth. They seem to have an understanding that there needs to be a burnt offering to make an atonement for the sins of the world. And so in Hinduism, they have this sati practice where these women will burn themselves to death to be an atonement for the sins of the family. And, you know, you want to just cry out and yell to these people and say, hey, you know, Jesus Christ, he was already made an offering for the sins of the world. He was the burnt offering, and he rose again, and he paid for our sins. And you know what? I am personally glad that this tradition of sati is becoming less extreme and is basically being gotten rid of in India and Nepal and countries like that. I mean, praise the Lord for this pagan heathen practice to be gone. However, I will say this, it doesn't change the fact that what these people in India and Nepal need, what people need that are following this the religion of Hinduism, whether modern day or the ancient style of the Vedic religion, taking it very literally, what they need to hear is the gospel. And you know, it's great that they're not burning themselves to death, but the sad reality is that if they do not get saved, they will burn to death for all eternity, because the Bible says that you will be cast into the lake of fire where you're going to burn forever and ever, and there is no hope, there is no second chance. And as Christians, if you're outraged by this terrible practice and you realize how wicked this is, what we need to do as Christians is go out there and preach the gospel and get people saved, because otherwise these people are not just going to burn for a couple minutes and die, but they're going to burn for all eternity in hell. Thank you, and God bless.